congressman is on. And, Congressman, we only have a few minutes, but we'll try to cover a few topics. First of all, your thoughts about the governor's appearance before the House Oversight Committee yesterday.
Hey, Jim, sorry for the delay.
That's okay.
There.
I understand.
It was an interesting hearing. The governor tried to suggest that everything had been handled well initially, and that our program was very successful, was his quote. But the evidence belies that. And look, this is not an effort to point fingers and try to suggest who's to blame. It's about discovering what the real problems are so that we can fix those problems and this doesn't happen again. Heaven forbid that we have another large-scale disaster like we've had.
Well, the dispute appears to be over the money and whether or not the governor had access to the money that has now been appropriated, but the state has not received it. That's his case, that it's hard to do anything unless you actually have the money in hand. Is that valid?
I don't think that's a truly accurate description of what's happened. I spent a lot of time, Congressman Graves and I were talking about this, Garrett Graves and I, just about an hour ago. He confirmed as late as this morning that the money is available and ready to be spent. It's just that the mechanisms are not in place in the state. So, you know, it's an unfortunate
Now, how is the money available if the feds have not sent the money?
Well, they have the money allocated, and they're waiting to disperse it. I mean, that's what the officials here.
But the money is not in a bank account, is it?
Well, that's not exactly how it works. I mean, it's already been set aside. It's already been approved by Congress. And if there was a disbursement mechanism in the state, what they tell us here is they could begin issuing the checks this morning. There's other alternatives as well, Jim, and this is important to point out. Congressman Graves is telling the governor's staff yesterday that, you know, that there are available monies in the state that could be used and then reimbursed by the feds. I mean, there's a number of ways to get these relief dollars in the hands of those people who are most deeply affected by this disaster.
Well, it's an important topic, and it's one that obviously has legs, and you're right at the center of the action. So, Congressman, I'm sorry we didn't have more time today, but I certainly understand when you're meeting with the speaker that takes precedent over our radio show, but we would like to have a longer visit with you, and we only have a few seconds, but is it fair to say that you are a full-fledged member of the Freedom Caucus?
I'm one of the few members of Congress that works with all sides. I mean, I've been working with leadership, with the Freedom Caucus, and with the White House.
I'm sorry, Congressman, but we do have to go, but thank you so much, and you're listening to Talk Louisiana.